Customer troubles. Negotiating skills are an important part of customer service.
Hey, Uncle Bob.
Hi, Ben. How's business?
Okay, but I'm having trouble with some customers.
What kind?
I feel like they are taking advantage of me. I keep getting pushed into doing more work for less pay.
Give me an example.
Okay. When I give one of my customers a price quote for a job, he'll agree to the price. But then, when we're about to sign the contract, he'll say something like, "Technical support is part of this package, right?"
So, what do you do?
What can I do? I basically agree to whatever he's asking.
It sounds like you're having trouble with negotiations.
Negotiations?
Yes. Your customer is using a negotiating strategy called the nibble.
The nibble?
It's called the nibble because each of those little requests is like a little bite. It's effective because you've already made the deal in your mind, and the extra concessions seem small compared to the bigger deal.
What can I do to stop the nibble?
There are many ways to counteract the nibble. The easiest is probably just to show your customer a written price list that lays out the costs of additional features or services.
I have another example.
Okay.
One of my customers always responds to a price quote by saying, "You'll have to do better than that."
And you respond by lowering the price?
Right. But I always feel like I've lowered it too much.
That strategy is called the vice. The best way to handle it is to ask how much better you'll have to do. That way, you don't end up in the downward spiral of negotiating against yourself by offering lower prices than necessary.
I see. I also have a customer who always responds to my prices by claiming he doesn't have that much money.
Do you remember the game Hot Potato?
Sure. You have to pass the hot potato to someone else before time runs out, right?
Right. That's what your customer is trying to do to you. He's trying to manipulate you by passing his problems on to you.
How can I prevent that?
Don't become hostile. Just pass one of your problems right back to the customer. Explain that you won't be able to complete the project for the money he's offering, or that you need the money for your children's education.
That's great. Thanks, Uncle Bob.
Glad to help, Ben.
Word bank. Push someone into something. I keep getting pushed into helping Tina with her homework. Negotiation. The negotiations for the new contract will start next week. Nibble. The fish took a nibble from the bread. Concession. I'm sorry, but I can't make any concessions. Counteract. The doctor gave her medicine to counteract the poison. Vice. Try to get a better deal by using the vice strategy. Downward spiral. Frank's business is in a downward spiral and keeps losing money. Manipulate. Don't listen to him. He is trying to manipulate you. Hostile. The crowd became hostile when the ice cream ran out. More information. Hot potato. Talk about it. Have you ever negotiated a great deal? Explain. Which negotiating strategy would be most effective for you? Why? Do you ever get manipulated? How?